your powder dry, folks.
Alrighty, well, let's pull this down. How are we doing tonight, everybody?
Good.
Doing great. Right.
Well, I got a kick on it. I forgot them jugs. We had Robinette on there and Heels High on the intro video.
That's right. Yep. Well, we're going to start this off like we do every time. And Rick, would you do the privilege of letting us know what the Second Amendment is?
You bet. Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia be necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Perfect. Yes. And I tell you, there isn't a bigger supporter I know than you, Rick. And kind of why we wanted to have you on. We thought we had others. Better get you on here. And, you know how we love the Second Amendment here. So yeah. That's what this is about. So everybody that's just chiming in, we're letting everybody come in here. Twitch is up and running. I see there's people over on Rumble. There's some on the website. Twitch. Chiming in other ones. So, yeah, Twitch. Who the fuck, right? I mean, I didn't even know what Twitch was.
I actually get more viewers on there, I noticed last week.
And it's very clear. I mean, it's clear. It's got just as high a definition as X does. So it's kind of nice to see that. So, we got U.S. candidate Rick Becker. Of course, Rick, of course, was in the North Dakota legislature and did a fantastic job for 10 years there. You won't find anybody... Well, maybe Ben, but Ben hasn't been there as long as you have, Rick. But as far as Second Amendment support, Rick is the guy. I'm telling you, this man has done more for the Second Amendment in the state of North Dakota than probably any single legislator that I know. I can't say enough, Rick, because I don't know if anybody has done more than you. So,
well, you're right. Ben has done a lot. Ben has done a lot.
He definitely has.
Yeah, but I have a couple of the big ones. That get a lot of attention under my belt. So the constitutional carry, I mean, I call it permitless carry because you guys know what constitutional carry is. We don't have constitutional carry. But it's still, you know, it's a darn good step in the right direction. We got that passed in 2017. And then the Second Amendment Preservation Act, or what some people call the Second Amendment Sanctuary State. That was in 2021. And then, I think it was 2019, wasn't it, that we killed the red flag law? I was the
2019.
The guy that got up and spoke against that. And I don't know if you guys, I love saying this for the people that don't know it. The vote tally on that bill was 17-76. So it got
awesome,
it got killed 17-76, baby.
Gotta love that. You gotta love that. And and 2019 was an interesting year. We had red flag laws. We had property rights issues. I was up there a lot for the property rights issues as well. And a lot of times they were overlapping. But staunch defender of the Second Amendment. And yes, thank you, because I'm pretty you were pretty instrumental in killing that bill. Not to mention that our majority leader was all for it, along with
both of them were
DPI.
I was in the Senate guy, Chet Pollard, and who's the guy in Dickinson? Were.
Wardner.
Wardner, yeah.
So I remember actually Clay and I testified on that in committee. It was Clay and I, and I think Marty Beard and Bob Wheeler. And
Bob was there, yeah.
Maybe. Was Raheem Williams there too, I thought? Maybe.
I think you're thinking of the Stand Your Ground bill.
Okay. You're right. That is what it was. Yep, you're right.
Which,
that's the one I'm thinking of.
I thought Ben, he orchestrated that great, didn't he, Rick? We put two bills forth, and we asked for the world on one, and we knew what we could get.
I'm laughing at a comment there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. And that's it works out good. Sometimes, you know, you ask for the world, and then you got something in your back pocket. And well, you know, actually in 21, that's where we tried to tighten up and improve the constitutional carry law because to get it passed, you know, we put on the 1 year of residency requirement, which is BS. It shouldn't be any residency requirement. And so Heinert had in a 30-day, change it down to 30-day. I wanted, you know, zero, but I was busy with other stuff. And it looked like they were going to have pushback, and we're going to vote down the amendment for a 30-day. So then I submitted one for a 0-day, and then, of course, boom, 30-day was...
Oh, that would sound great.
it was suddenly passed, and everyone was happy about it, yeah.
It works that way on a lot of things, though, doesn't it, Rick?
I don't remember, Rick, in 23, but Ben thought that they got rid of the residency requirement now. Is that true. I didn't go look when I talked to Ben last time, but because it was one of the things I wanted to bring forth coming into 2025. But I don't remember. Do you remember? I don't remember that being dropped. I didn't follow
23 as closely as I thought I was gonna. You know, I was just nice to be out.
Yeah, I don't.
And I checked in here and there, but I was not aware if they got rid of residency. That's fantastic, but
it is. Yeah,
not that I'm aware of.
Not me either. And so I helped write the one in South Dakota when it went through the state of South Dakota when I was still a rep. Unfortunately, I retired before I got to see the fruit blossom. And Stace Nelson actually carried that water for us in that following year. And that bill is just like Wyoming's. That's how ours should be. Anybody can do it. There's no stipulations. It is true constitutional carry. So I'm hoping. I'm going to check in that because if it's not, we're going to have that battle this year, hopefully, or in 2025.
Definitely.
Yeah, only problem with that is, you know, I never got a concealed carry permit anymore now. So every time I go and buy a gun, they're like, you don't have a concealed carry permit? And I'm like, yeah. That doesn't bother me, man. I love it that you got that passed. Thank you. That's great, man. I wish it would be. Yep. What is it, 29 states now we have it in, permitless carry, right?
I think it's 32 or 31 now.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, 31.
It's a beautiful thing.
We just gained two here since the beginning of the year. So I think it's 31. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Don't matter. We're over halfway. So that's a long ways. You know, we started those battles in each state getting concealed carry permits, which I was against, but it was the stepping stone. And I knew it. Oh, did I catch a lot of crap? I'm sure you did too. Anytime you supported something like that, Rick, because people don't understand that the wheels of bureaucracy turn very, very slow. And we went with concealed carry. Then we went with reciprocity, which was leading to the prize. And that was permitless carry and then constitutional carry. And we're getting there. We're making headway. A lot to do, but we're getting there.
So is the NRA, did they send you guys out? I think the grades are supposed to come out in endorsements or something on Thursday, right, Rick?
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly.
Did you have to fill anything out yet, or did you or didn't? I mean, I'm pretty sure you would, you're A+, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I would imagine, to be honest. I don't know. I know I just got the NAGR endorsement and support.
They're like the only other ones I ever seen at the Capitol in committee meetings lobbying for anything other than the NRA is NAGR. They're out of Colorado, right?
I think that's right.
Memories. Yeah, because I never Gun Owners of America, I've never seen. I know people tell me, my reps and senators, they get email blasts, but as far as people being up there lobbying, it's always been the NRA, and then a couple times I've seen the NAGR, but
yeah.
NRA's up there a lot.
Gun Owners, they haven't sent out anything for your GOA?
You know, I hate to say it, I don't recall. It's been such a whirlwind of different organizations and surveys and
yeah, there's a bunch more now.
I think I did meet with GOA, but
I mean, good organization. I was just curious about it.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm mixing up, you know, that
all this
one meeting, the other meeting, and I'm going to get the names wrong.
All right. I got to put this up here because we asked. There it is. Rick Becker endorsed.
There it is. All right. You got it right. There you go, Rick. A. You got AQ. Julie's AQ. The other people. I looked up. So since we're here on, is it I don't know how to say his name. I apologize. I'm not.
Oh, Trigby Hemmer. Yeah.
Trigby. All right, I went on his website right before we came on. Not a thing on there about guns. Clayton, you want to, should we help old Trigby out there about his gun beliefs? Should we help him out?
Sure, let's give him a
all right, let's start out right away. I'll start off, Clayton, and you do.
Assault I don't know much gun. About him, but I got a D by his name.
He's a Democrat. Let's just go ahead and do this for him. Gun, assault weapons ban, Clay, yes or no? What do you think?
Oh, I'm sure he's all for it.
Guaranteed. Magazine capacity ban.
I imagine he's for that.
Background checks, mandatory.
Oh, I bet you he loves that one.
Red flag laws.
Oh, I'm sure he wants to fund it to the max.
Yeah, we can keep going. Listen, everybody, if you want to see what Trigby Hammer's Second Amendment lack thereof support is, go ahead and look up Joe Biden's or the Democratic Party platform, which is pretty much zero. Rick embarrasses the hell out of these guys with his 100% support of our Second Amendment civil right. So, Rick, if you get face this guy when you win the nomination, I'm going to enjoy watching you bury him on the Second Amendment thing.
Yeah.
And just show you some other North Dakota.
Rolling Reamers. He's not even in there. So, I mean, he don't
Kelly Armstrong, A+. I'm trying to figure out, Rick. I'm gonna have to make a call. I don't know why you're not A plus. That kind of bothers me. ILA, it's funny. ILA grades funny, and it can be one question that really was insignificant in the scheme of things. But
I think somebody
the one
hit the wrong button.
Out. Yeah,
I think so, the wrong button was pushed. That should definitely.
I can tell everybody I've never seen. As a retired senior NRA field rep, Rick to me is A plus rated. Just keep that in mind. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so good, yeah. It so Rick, what do you think is you know what? I'm just gonna throw you a softball one out here right away because I always love this question. What's your favorite rifle that you own? Let's just say gun, not even rifle, pistol, shotgun, rifle. What's your favorite?
Well, my most recent one, just as it's a silly old AR-15. It's
perfect.
You know, just plink away, fun. Man. Just
hey, it turns away. Out we it's like fun. Those.
Yeah. That's it.
Why do you think? Why would that be your favorite rifle? Just because it's fun to shoot, or I mean,
just for fun, just have a hell, you know. And the ammo's not expensive, and you can just you know blast away. Just fun,
right? Love it, awesome. I love it, man. ARs are awesome. You know, I grew up, you know, Second Amendment meant what it said, but until early 2000s, and I got into ARs. I mean, it almost got to be, and I realized how political it would be with Democrats. And I mean, because in the early 90s, I really, you know, I knew the assault weapons ban went through, but I wasn't into politics at, you know, in my early 20s, like a lot of these people are now. But once I got into shooting, using ARs, and how the leftists hate them, and of course, even a handful of Republicans do, but that really solidified me as a Second Amendment, just an absolutist, really, so.
Yeah. Well, Second Amendment's, of course, been my life since I was in high school. But I never bought my first AR till Obama got elected. Not that I had anything against him.
You fuck, Clay.
I know. Geez. I just never had been around them or been introduced to them. I thought they were pretty cool. I just wasn't one of my, you know, I didn't have one. And then I bought one. I was like, yeah, well, I've been hooked ever since. I have a few now. But so I love my ARs.
I need help finding a good handgun. I got, because of trying to hide it under my suit jacket, I got a Glock 42. I can't hit crap. I cannot. I can't hit anything with that sucker. So I got to get something a little.
My recommendation, Rick, and my buddy and I actually did a test with it, a SIG P365. And I know a lot of people, the compact version. It is. That thing shot so sweet. My buddy doesn't even own a handgun and he shot it and he was just shooting. He was stacking them up on the gongs. And I mean, I'd go check that one out if I was you. It was just a recommendation. That's a sweet handgun.
I was looking at that. I was looking at a Walther. I forget the exact model. That had pretty good marks too.
Walther's feels Walther makes super good in your hand for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Clay, you want to hit some of these comments?
Well, so yeah, Brian, he goes, out of those states, does anybody recognize the permitless carry with reciprocity? The only one I know of right now off the top of my head, well, actually, there's two, South Dakota and Wyoming, that I know right now. I couldn't tell you about I've never really checked out the rest of the states. That's a great question. I'm going to have to find it out. Brian says that the M&P 2.0 is awesome. Smith makes a good one.
I got the full size M&P.
I do too.
It's my favorite. That's my favorite full size handgun for sure. I carry a couple Rugers I have, but they're discontinued. But I mean, you can't go wrong with a Ruger either.
I enjoy the Kimber, the little compact. I think that's a nice little compact gun. The only difference is that versus your polymers, Rick, is it's all steel, so it's going to be a little heavier to carry. But it is nice and slim. It fits nice.
Whatever fits in your, you know, it's like skiing. You do any skiing, Rick? You got to find the right ski boots. I mean, it's pistols to me. Whatever feels the best in your hand, even rifles for that matter. I don't care what it costs. If it feels good when you put it in your hand and you point it, and it just feels like you're pointing your finger. And you know, get a decent, if you can get a real good trigger, fine. But a decent trigger is what you want. And you'll be totally happy with that.
Brian, he says, did you guys plan that with the glasses thing?
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at earlier.
No, we didn't.
No, we're just getting old, man. We're losing our close-up vision. You know, need readers.
Is that better, sucks. Brian?
There you go. So did you put in for your deer tag yet, Rick? Or do you have a land? You get it gratis? What do you do?
Oh, no, I don't get it gratis. I'm glad you gave me a reminder. I got to do that this weekend.
You got a week from Wednesday.
Yeah, I usually put in for 4D south of Medora, and I have not – is it 6 years or yeah, 6 years I haven't gotten drawn.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So this has got to be my year. Lucky seven, man.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding.
I got a nice, hopefully, a decent buck in 2018. Tell you what, that was probably the best hunting trip in my entire life. And the reason is because my dad was with, he got a buck, a muley buck. I got a muley buck, and my three boys all got muley buck tags. And we all got drawn. We all got our bucks. It was amazing.
Oh man, that's awesome. You can't beat that.
Yeah. Things dreams are made of, man.
Right. Right. I think you actually posted some pictures of that. I remember seeing, right? You did?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think, yeah. Yeah. There were some, yeah, that's awesome. You can go all your three sons and do it. I mean, that's hunting with family is the best. I just told somebody the other day, I'm getting to the point now. I mean, I actually enjoy my friends or my family. I know my daughter's going to have her first deer tag this fall, and my nephew and one of my best friend's kids, and looking forward to that more than myself. I just put in, I probably won't get drawn. I put in for muley buck too, but I was just like, you know what? If I don't get it, I don't care. I'm going to be looking forward to getting them three does done with the family and friends here. So,
yeah.
That's it, Clay. You got the comments there? We got a...
Yeah, I'm just kind of going on. Sorry, I'm looking over here.
What do you go hunting with, Rick? What do you use for your deer rifle?
I've just got a 30-06. I have the same 30-06 that my dad bought me when I turned, was it 17 or 18? Same gun. I haven't changed. I won't change.
That's one of them that you shoot and you like it if you're comfortable with. That's what I'm saying. You get the right rifle or the handgun or shotgun, anything like that is what you like. If I bird hunt, I like to use a double barrel or a single shot, and people are like, "What?" That's just man, it feels good when I use that. So
that's awesome.
Love it. Love it. So, all right, Clayton, let's tell you what, Rick, let's talk some ATF for you. Want to talk a little ATF?
Sure. Yeah.
So everybody's saying, get rid of them. Yeah. I mean, can you get rid of them, or is it going to be, we just got to pretty much neuter them down? Cause I mean, ATF, that's a bully agency, man. I mean, most of them are, but
yeah, it's totally, I mean, it's one of the agencies that we definitely can do without. It's one of those things where, like, if we had someone in like Javier Milei, you know, down in Argentina that was serious about wiping out a bunch of needless government organizations, agencies, that would be wonderful. But, you know, if we assume that we're still going to have, you know, we're not going to probably have 60 seats in the Senate, I think probably the most you can hope for, and it's probably not bad, the most you can hope for is to rein them in, to decrease their funding, to more narrowly focus their objectives, and to make sure that all of that funding is tied to the leadership being accountable. But that's a phrase I can use for every executive agency.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I always say, I'd love to get rid of them too, but I just don't see that as a possibility. I mean, but something's got to be done with their. So, I mean, what do you think you could do though? Like, if let's say you're in there and you guys have the House and the Senate and you're sure to get in the 60, I mean, what can be done with that? I mean, is it just got to be, we hope Trump's in and he can use an XO or what?
Yeah, maybe. my answer really for a lot of these things is the same, because so when we're campaigning, you know, we're running for Congress, we're one of 435 people. When we're campaigning, there's a tendency to talk like we're running for president or governor, you know, like, oh, we've got this, we're going to do this. Well, you know, are you? But I think what you can do is if you really focus and get together, like I would be getting together with other House Freedom Caucus members. I've got, I don't even know, like 18 of them have endorsed me. Yep. So I'll be getting together with those congressmen. And I think if we said, listen, what we want to do is use our power of the purse. And we aren't going to pass budget bills unless we've tailored the spending to some of these agencies that you and I and she and he have all said we'd love to get rid of. Let's at least work in that direction. Let's decrease the funding. Let's narrow their mission. And that's where our power lies. You know, we don't have to be the king or the queen. We just have to control the purse. And that's what they run on, right? They run on money like everything else.
And I think that's been the biggest disappointment. I mean, the Republicans have held the House now, slim, narrow margins. All spending bills originate in the House.
Yeah.
That's the way that goes. That's how it's set up. That's what our Constitution is. They have the power to strip out whatever they like. Because if they can't come to a consensus, they don't send the bill. You know what? I've always said this. We are the guys that always give. a Democrat's idea, it seems like, anymore in the United States Congress is compromise is do it our way. Then we've compromised. And it, we never have to get to do that or get to do that. We always have to give. And I'm getting kind of sick of it. Yeah, that's why I want you, because I know damn well you'll go there and at least put up the good fight.
You know, Johnson, when we did that last bill there, I mean, there was nothing in there, did nothing for the border. But I mean, the border doesn't need any money to shut it down, right, Rick? I mean, it's...
No, it doesn't. I mean, it would... I think some more money would be good because you can really tighten up.
Yeah, I'm not against... I mean, that's a good place to spend money, in my opinion.
Right. You can do a better job at deporting. You can tighten things up. You can enforce the visa laws that would be requiring people to head back to their own countries when they expire. So more money actually would be helpful, but you're right. You don't need anything if Biden would just enforce the laws that already exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the exact same thing as it was all them years of gun laws. Enforce laws you have, period. You can do that. And I'm telling you right now, if they close the damn gates down there, I don't know if you ever are familiar with Law and Border. It's always on over on Real America's Voice. But that guy's down there, Ben Berkowitz, down there constantly. There's nothing. It's wide open, literally. All these gates were built in the wall. Wide open, they let them in, come on over, get some water, put them in a tent city, and ship them off. It's wide open, and that's because of Biden. He doesn't let the Border Patrol do what they're supposed to do.
Well, Clay, we're at 8:22. Why don't we hit our first break, and I got a question for Rick when we come back. I'm not going to get you with one, but I got a good question.
Oh, that's right. You can hit me, man.
I'm not here to get you, trust me. I mean, I probably can't anyways. You can outsmart me, but yeah, let's go back. I got one for him.
Let's pay some bills.
Yeah, let's pay some bills.
Yeah. I'm from the Athletes Foot Foundation.
Brother, hey, can you get my demo tape to somebody?
Lauer Auto Repair, located at 309 South Washington Street in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Give them a call at 701-258-6308.
The team of mechanics at Lauer Auto can take care of any problem your vehicle is having. And when you do business with Lauer, you can be assured you're doing business with a pro Second Amendment America First repair shop. There are plenty of other auto repair shops in the Bismarck Mandan area. But why take a chance at patronizing a shop that might not have your beliefs at heart? Make no mistake. Lauer Auto is your pro Second Amendment repair shop. When you talk to the guys at Lauer Auto, don't forget to tell them that you heard they are a sponsor of Guns and the 701 and that you appreciate their support of our pro Second Amendment, pro North Dakota live stream and podcast. That's Lauer Auto Repair, 701-258-6308.
701-258-6308.
Located 309 South Washington Street in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Experience the exhilaration of power in your hands at Bloodline Kinetics. Why Cerakote? Simply, it aids in firearm preservation while also giving your piece a unique look. Barrel threading, NFA laser engraving, bolt handle threading, mount, level, and bore, sight scope chamber rebarreling, and much more. Bloodline Kinetics is meant to reflect a long American lineage in gun ownership who stand for the Second Amendment rights, Bloodline, and the science behind gun accuracy, Kinetics. To some, it's just a constant constitutional right that can go away. To us, it's in our American bloodline, and we believe it should stay that way. Here at Bloodline Kinetics, we understand that hunters, sportsmen, women, and gun owners should have a quality firearm. Stop and see us at 2008 Morrison Avenue 2 in Bismarck, North Dakota, 58504, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 701-390-7997. Visit our website, bloodlinekinetics.com.
All right, welcome back. Quick little announcement, everybody. For whatever reason, we have no picture. It comes up on Rumble. I've seen there's people been floating in and out of there. You're just going to have to – I cannot get that. I think it's on Rumble's end, unfortunately. Hell of a night for that to go down.
Yeah, they're Bumble tonight. They're Bumble.
So, anyway.
Rick, question for you. You get into the house. What's going to be the first in your mind? Do you got one in there, first pro-gun bill? You got one in the chamber you're ready to introduce? Gosh. I got one for you. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm kidding.
I know if you do, I I haven't looked at that as far as like what would be a good one for me to introduce right off the bat. I mean,
hearing protection. The Hearing Protection Act. We should have done it when we controlled everything. Paul Ryan and them crew, they hated Trump so much. They just
make it
so
you can buy a suppressor basically without.
You remove suppressors from the National Firearms Act. You won't need to get that 200. You shouldn't anyway. I mean, every socialist country, Europe, all over, you can buy them on a shelf like you can a knife. I mean, they believe that it's almost necessary to have it for hearing protection. I can't get that done.
So I got an answer for you then. You guys fashion one that's really good. I'll review it and introduce it.
All right. I like that.
It's already written.
Okay. I'm ready, man.
That's awesome, man. That's great. You can call it the 701 bill, right?
Yep.
HR 701.
Heck yeah. I like it. I love the sound of it.
Perfect. So we got a question here I got to ask you. Keith O'Donnell says, have to ask why Kara Munn is pretending to be Republican.
The reason is because, you know, that's the only path to winning in North Dakota. And for someone, and I like her. I mean, I don't like her politics, but I like her, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like most everyone that's running. It's just, it seems so personal when we're going at each other, but for me, at least it isn't. But I think that this is one of those rare times where theoretically she could have a path to victory. Like, cause there's four other Republicans. And if we all split the vote amongst more traditional conservatives, more or less, then that would be a path where she could get in. Now, as it's turning out, she's not getting anywhere close to, you know, what that would be. She's mm-hmm. polling down in the lower teens or barely double digits. So that's not going to happen for her, but it made sense in my mind. If you have those beliefs, if your platform is, you know, pro-abortion and anti-Trump, you know, in a Republican primary in North Dakota, you're not going to do very well typically. So,
And I remember when she was trying to run there last time, her Second Amendment. She was for an assault weapons ban and she liked the red flag, you know, pretty much like I did the old Trigriv there. It was kind of on along the lines of him, maybe not quite, but you know, when you agree to three or four of them, in my opinion, you'll easily be pushed to support everything else they run under your beak. Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Right. I mean, it comes down to when you realize those restrictions only affect law-abiding citizens and therefore they can't work because if you're going to break the law, you're not going to listen to this new law that it's just the craziest thing.
Mm-hmm. And of course I think she claimed she deer hunted maybe, but you know, so people like that, that's fine. I don't think everybody is into guns like I am or you are or Clayton or a bunch of other, but when you're running and then, you know, you should maybe think to yourself before you start wanting to restrict everything that maybe other people are into stuff more than this. I'm not into freaking beauty pageants, but I sure as hell don't want to restrict them, you know?
No, to me, it seems like you would be into beauty pageants. I'm surprised. You'd probably take first place if you had
maybe in a redneck sleeveless contest. You know, I thought if Fetterman could go to Senate wearing hoodies, I can wear a sleeveless hoodie on the live stream.
Yes.
My wife hates these things, by the way. I don't wear them to make her mad. They're just the most comfortable. I've always wore sleeveless since I was a kid. It's certainly not because I think I got big guns, because I pretty much have spaghetti arms, but you know, they're comfortable to me. They're comfortable to me. So
yeah,
if anybody's watching, we did Clay said he lost his internet. So we'll see I guess it's going to be the Rick and Jamie show here from.
All right.
So Dave, I'm going to read a comment here, Rick. Every yard sign I see, every yard I see Munn signs, the yard looks like hell. Every yard with a Becker sign, great lawn. I think it's the sign. There's something to that, actually. But I will say this, too, Dave. Most yards that I see with a Munn sign, Rick, there's another sign in there that has a Democrat that I know of, like either running for, you know, a judge here in town or someone. Yeah. City commission. I'm like, you know, people who aren't political nerds probably don't know who they are, but I'm like, I see. Uh-huh. And part of my job is I do deliveries every day from our company. And I see these, and I've done it for over 20 years. So I see the yard signs over the years, who's who. Yeah. I never take a picture and like, don't wear this house. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, well, if there's,
right.
I know what the heck's going on here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Dave said 100%, JD. Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other, some of the other, well, the other folks in the race, you know, obviously Julie Fedorchuk is the establishment person. She's backed by all the old guard Rhino Republicans. So it's really a race between her and me, and it's a pretty close race, actually. And then there's right. Alex Balas. I think many people have heard of him.
We've had Alex on, actually.
Yep. Yeah. And he I think overall is probably good. He and I have some big differences, especially on spending. My concern, though, is, you know, Alex decided to get in a race like the first time that we've had a real conservative in a race. He's polling at 5%. We only have 2 weeks left before the primary, and Alex, whether you like him or not, is polling at 5%, and he doesn't have big campaign funds, so he can't win. Right. I mean, that's just, right. I don't know if I can say it's a fact, but I mean, he's not going to win, period. He won't.
I mean, yeah, I totally enjoyed having him on and agree with, you know, a lot of what he said too, but yeah, as far as winning, I don't think he has a chance.
Sure. And it's, you know, good for him for running. And, you know, if it was just between he and I'd love to go into the details of what's different, but right now, unfortunately, what it comes down to is, you know, for if every vote that goes to Alex is splitting the conservative vote and is going to let the status quo establishment, Julie Fedorchuk, get in. So we have to be careful about that. I hate, you know, I never want to say someone's wasting a vote. If Alex is your guy, you should vote for Alex. But just be aware of what the race is like.
I mean, there's a reality to who you vote for, whether you like him or not. Like, you know, I always say that to people who they hate Trump, and I'm like, you know, I don't think Trump's like this cool guy I'd hang out with, but I certainly like most of his policies, and that's why I would vote for the guy. But, you know, what's funny, Clay and I were talking before you came on, like, you know, there's, you know, big people on Rick Becker's side. Alex is in here to take votes away from Rick. Well, and I have, you know, friends and relatives who are big Julie Fedorchuk fans. Like, oh, she's in there to take votes away from Julie. And I'm like, yeah, but the other side's saying that about you. I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, if somebody asked my honest opinion, I would say Alex is probably going to take more votes away from you than Julie.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. You know, and like you said, she's a nice person. I like Alex. I've never met Trigrev. He looks like a nice enough guy. He was in the Navy. Seems pretty well spoken. I heard him on the radio. I mean, he got a little shifty when I asked him some real North Dakota questions there. He didn't really, he sounded pretty Democrat about it, leftist, but whatever. Roland Reimers, I don't know. I'm familiar with the guy's name. He's kind of like Tracy Potter. He's ran for everything, including dog catcher. And, you know, there he is still. Just trot their old war horse out here again, see what happens, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's an interesting race anyway. It's good. You know, it's good for people to instead of always having like, okay, it's either only that where you have one and you don't even have to think about it, or whether you have two people and all you know is that none of them are like making you enthusiastic about anything. Right. And you're just trying to pick whichever one is the least bad. At least in this race, someone's got to excite you, you know, someone out of this field.
Yeah. And I'm in District 35. And so her campaign manager is one of my senators. Mm-hmm. And, I said, she's more than welcome to come on anytime. I even told the Democrats they want to come on. I don't, you know, I'm not, I'd love it if you won too. And I'd love it if Alex won, but I'm not, you know, I'm trying to be not, you know. So Lynette says, right, no TV ads, no signs, he should drop out. Yeah, it's like Rick said, he doesn't really have any money, man. I mean, he's, you know, for running a campaign, which whatever, that's the way it goes sometimes. If you got in a race that late and you don't have any coins, that's part of getting in late, right, Rick?
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's like something that you think is going to get traction, but if you start with no name recognition and you have no money, you're not going to win. That's how it works. Unless you got some kind of hook, you know? And 2 weeks left. Alex is not in. I don't want to perseverate on that, but, that's the one thing I'm looking at is I'm hoping that people realize, and, you know, maybe Alex is, you know, going to be interested in running in a couple of years against, someone else, someone who's less conservative. So,
I think he's, like you said, we won't keep going on about it, but I think he'd keep. I'm not certainly not trying to run the guy. I like the guy. I want to stay in the party because I think he'd be, you know, he does have a future with it because he's a great guy and he's got great ideas. But anyway, Lynette wants to know. So yeah, I've kind of never had this explained. Why is Alex the endorsed candidate?
Well, so Alex is endorsed because most of the people at the convention were grassroots people.
That's what I thought.
And most of those people were supporters of mine, but the majority of who was in there was not for the establishment. So he won because they voted against Julie, and it could have been anyone else. Again, not to take anything away from Alex, but you could have put a Rock there as the alternative to Julie, and the Rock would have won. If you look at, for instance, Shane Gettle was the national committeeman, and he lost to Steve Nagel, the new guy, completely new, out of the blue, and Steve Nagel gets 62% or something like that.
Yeah, he beat him pretty soundly, I saw.
Yeah, and then you have another one where there's the establishment Kirsten Baszler at the Superintendent of Public Instruction. She gets wiped out. I think she loses 67%, goes to a totally new guy no one had ever heard of. And it's not, again, these folks might be good, but they didn't win because necessarily what their message was, but that the people at the convention were saying, we've had enough of those guys. So that's the story behind the endorsement.
Awesome. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I thought, like, you know, when Julie was there, and I didn't go to the convention this year, but I mean, I was kind of thinking, you know, but anyway, so I got something in the mail here today. I kind of got a kick out of, and you know, Rick Becker voted again and again against public safety, border security. I mean, Rick pretty much hates everything according to this and votes against everything, which Clay and I have said on this show many times. If you believe this kind of stuff that Rick's against the police and funding Trump's border wall and National Guard and all this, I think that's a joke. I mean, there's no way of making this illegal, right, Rick? Because if somebody made the rules about not telling the truth about other political opponents. I just want to say, you know, whether I'm voting for you or not, I think this is freaking ridiculous and I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been the same thing for weeks and weeks. So Pat Finken is behind the Brighter Future Alliance. It's a PAC. He's buddies with John Hoeven and was John Hoeven's campaign manager. So Pat Finken and Brighter Future have been trying to take out conservatives in primaries for the last 4 years. And he does the same thing all the time. So that he finds a bill, an actual bill, and he finds out how the person he wants to take out, how they voted on it. And so that he has those two, like, those are facts, right? There's a bill, here's how you voted on it. But then he completely twists what the bill is about. So it makes it really hard to say he's lying. I mean, I can say he's lying, but it makes it hard to prove it because he can say, well, that's how I interpreted the bill. And he did vote for it, you know? So what he's talking about there with the border wall, I've been in favor of a border wall and border security, at least publicly. I know I went back and I looked since 2018, on social media. But in 2019, we had a resolution, and it was to send a message to our congressional delegation in DC that we want them to fund the border wall. Okay, well, that sounds fine, except when that came up to a vote for us, 12 days earlier, the Senate passed the McConnell, Schumer, Pelosi bill that had stripped all the funding away from the wall. Mm-hmm. So to me, it seemed ridiculous. Why would you vote yes on that? Why would you pretend? Why would you, you know, do this political theater and pretend like these guys didn't already screw us over?
Yeah, it'd be like a PC vote to say, "No, no, I funded the wall, but you really didn't," right?
And it's, of course, we have nothing to do with funding. It's just it was to send a message. Hey, we'd like you guys to do this, and of course, but yeah, to send that message now is at 12 days after they voted not to fund the wall is just dumb. It's just dumb.
It's like on par if they're trying to pass a bill and then they add something else, like they're stuffing it. And then when you vote against it, oh, you're against feeding babies in schools or something.
Right.
I mean, I don't like that kind of stuff, but I mean, that's part of politics and it sucks. But
Well, and they have a bunch where they say, I voted to defund law enforcement, defund highway patrol, defund the National Guard. All of those are just flat out lies. In North Dakota, there's never been one bill to defund any law enforcement agency. And what they're talking about is, of course, bigger budget bills, like agency budgets, full, you know, state department budgets, which is what my constituents want. State government in North Dakota had grown so much. We're spending so much more than we need to spend. They want me to try and keep the spending down. The only way to do that is vote no on budgets so that they'll trim the fat and then bring them back to vote on again. So that's the right thing to do if you're a conservative. If you want to cut government spending, that's how you do it. Well, then these yahoos go in and say that everything that was in that budget then that you allegedly wanted zero funding for, which is just, it's just outright lie. So unfortunately, their tactic is to rely on an uninformed voter. That's really what it comes down to.
Yep. And, you know, unfortunately, it works on a lot of people.
It does.
Like I always say when people are like, everybody should vote. And I'm like, no, and not everybody who knows actually what they're voting for, I would want them to vote. But
you know how we say every legal vote should count. And there should be also a phrase, every informed voter should vote.
Yeah. That's for damn sure. All right, Rick, I'll tell you what, we're going to take our second, pay some bills here again. I like to do it. And we're going to come back. I want to talk a little lead ammunition ban with you here and see what your thoughts are on that. So hang in there, buddy. We'll be right back here.
Court commission. Yeah.
I'm from the athlete's foot bandit.
Brother. Yeah. Hey, can you get my demo tape to somebody?
Lauer Auto Repair, located at 309 South Washington Street in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Give them a call at 701-258-6308.
The team of mechanics at Lauer Auto can take care of any problem your vehicle is having. And when you do business with Lauer, you can be assured you're doing business with a pro Second Amendment America First repair shop. There are plenty of other auto repair shops in the Bismarck-Mandan area. But why take a chance at patronizing a shop that might not have your beliefs at heart? Make no mistake. Lauer Auto is your pro Second Amendment repair shop. When you talk to the guys at Lauer Auto, don't forget to tell them that you heard they are a sponsor of Guns and the 701 and that you appreciate their support of our pro Second Amendment, pro North Dakota live stream and podcast. That's Lauer Auto Repair, 701-258-6308.
701-258-6308.
Located 309 South Washington Street in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Experience the exhilaration of power in your hands at Bloodline Kinetics. Why Cerakote? Simply, it aids in firearm preservation while also giving your piece a unique look. Barrel threading, NFA laser engraving, bolt handle threading, mount, level, and bore, sight scope chamber rebarreling, and much more. Bloodline Kinetics is meant to reflect a long American lineage in gun ownership who stand for the Second Amendment rights,
Bloodline,
and the science behind gun accuracy,
Kinetics.
To some, it's just a constant constitutional right that can go away. To us, it's in our American bloodline, and we believe it should stay that way. Here at Bloodline Kinetics, we understand that hunters, sportsmen, women, and gun owners should have a quality firearm. Stop and see us at 2008 Morrison Avenue 2 in Bismarck, North Dakota, 58504, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 701-390-7997. Visit our website, bloodlinekinetics.com.
All right, we're back. Got a message from Clay. He got sniped out. It doesn't look like he said he's dead in the water. Mikey B joins us.
Elon Musk.
We're back here. Like, hey, everybody, if you get it, you do business with our sponsors, make sure you tell them you heard it on Guns in the 701 or 701 Nation or even on one of the videos we do. And we appreciate you guys participating with our sponsors there. It helps us do this a lot easier, right, Mikey?
I know.
And we're,
Rick, I've been listening to the show. You've been doing a great job on your end. One of the things, the questions that they were asking you is, we were talking about how they will bring up bills that will sabotage different candidates here and there. And I know that we can't get things done in politics during straight line votes, but what's the solution to that? Because we put all these things up that it's got 30, 40 things in it. And of course, you vote against it or for it, and then all of a sudden you're against air. You're against this. You know, how do we fix that problem on the national and the local?
Well, it's not easy. As I see it, we have to elect people with a backbone. Now I see someone wrote a comment. I'd rather have Rick vote against bills that are 99% good if it had 1% bad against our rights. And that is a really good sentiment. But what I see is you can almost flip that. There could be 5% good, 95% bad, and most elected officials will still vote for it because they're so afraid, which is what you're bringing up as a point. They're so afraid that it could be used against them somehow politically.
Right. Yeah.
And so their concern is with their reelection and with how they're perceived and with their status instead of just doing the right thing. So I agree with the person making the comment. I agree with you guys. If there's a bunch of crap in it, then just vote no. And the good things, if people are saying, well, we really need those good things to pass, great. Then bring them to me clean and I'll vote yes on them. In fact, I will do everything I can to get them passed, but I'm not going to vote yes on all of this stuff that puts us further into debt, that takes away people's rights, that increases government. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. See, and I think Republican, the whole party in general, other than a few people, they do a terrible job of explaining that to people.
Yes.
When they vote against something. I mean, me and Clay have talked about that. The NRA kind of does the same thing. If they support something, then they don't really bring it up. And everybody's like, oh, the NRA didn't support that one. They did, but they didn't freaking, I don't know if they don't feel like they're gloating or whatever. But yeah, I think that happens all the time, and that sucks. I wish we could have, like Keith O'Donnell says, single issue bills. I wish that would happen more often.
Yeah.
Yep. But so I was going to ask you about lead ammo. You know, I know they just voted, the House just voted a bill to not ban it, Rick. I mean,
right.
and to prohibit bans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because remember we had the whole deal back here about, the lead ammo. God, that was years ago. I mean, I want to say like 2010, right? That this whole sting. I mean, people I knew that had complete common sense and had hunted deer and their family had hunted deer for 100 years, and they're all of a sudden worried about lead ammo poisoning everything. And I think it turned out some guy who was like in the Peregrine Foundation or something had kind of started this, that it kills these birds of prey. And, you know, they did it in California with the condors. They banned lead hunting ammo. And then for 3 years, the condor deaths went up, but yet they kept it in play there. So, I mean, what's your whole opinion on that? Like, it's in the deer meat and it's going to kill you, or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, and it's in the gut piles, you know, what do you think about stuff like that?
Well, I think most of it is hype. You know, there's a big concern about chronic wasting being all hype too. Right. And it's the same with the lead. I think it seems to me that there's an agenda, there's an overall environmental agenda, and it goes along with the climate extremism. It goes along with all this other crap. And I think we just have to say no until you have good hard data that is legitimate, which they've not shown as far as I'm aware, then we have to push back. So I'm really, really happy the House, I believe it was the House, passed
prohibition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know because we had Kelly Armstrong on. I think they just voted for that like the day or two before that. But yeah.
Yep.
And you know what I always want people to do too is like guys who fish are like, oh well, I don't even hunt. And I'm like, guess what, man? If they ban lead ammo, they're coming after your lead freaking sinkers next.
There
and
you
then
know,
you go to the, buy yourself a little bag of sinkers and they cost $15. How you liking that now?
Yeah. You know? You're exactly right.
You know, our side doesn't glue together like we should. I mean, I'm not saying on everything, but most stuff we should. I mean, I'll give the Democrats credit for that kind of crap. They're good at that.
Well, we have a lot of the duck hunters that I've run into that are exclusively duck hunters and think that it's not an issue that they need to worry about because, well, I use shotguns. I'm not worried about it. And I'm like going, it's a slope. It's not a slippery slope. It's a slope.
Yeah.
It declines fast. And one thing goes, another thing goes, and it continues on. And as we've said before, Jamie, many times, is that the bad thing is that there is no compromise when you're talking about taking away your Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, you go to the table with the Democrats and say, okay, well, what do you want? Well, I want to take away your rights to own guns. Well, what am I going to do? Give away half my rights just so I can have an agreement with this person? No.
Rick, would you do me a favor? If you get elected, I want you to do this when the Democrats want to pass a, because I always want our elected official to say this. So if they're, let's say they want another assault weapons ban, right? And then I want you to stand up there in the House and say, I'll tell you what, if I vote for this, will you promise if I never do another bill, there'll never, ever be another gun control bill for the rest of the entirety of the United States? So will you sign that then if I sign an assault weapons ban bill?
Yeah. You're exactly right. And that's one thing that the Republicans have been bad at too, is recognizing that they will never be content. They will always move the goalpost, or as you said, the slope will always be there. They'll always move down the slope. Always, always, always. And that's why when people, you know, would say, well, what's wrong with, you know, why, what's so important about a bump stock, or what's so important about a binary trigger? Well, maybe you have a point. Maybe it's not that important, except we can't give an inch because you will take a mile. We cannot give anything.
Yep. And proof of that is with the bump stock, right? They did the bump stock, and, you know, this is one of the things Trump gets flack from for pro-gun rights, which he should, because, you know, he probably thought, and I don't think Donald Trump coming in was a big Second Amendment pro-gun guy, you know, he talked at the NRA, but yeah, he's like, yeah, we'll ban this. I mean, look at all the people that got shot or whatever. Who cares about this? Well, then they did it with the pistol brace thing, you know, and they're trying to do it with other stuff now. It's... It's you know, it sucks that they do that, because even if you thought something would actually work, you know, to protect people, you can't do it because they'll never quit. You know, they had the assault weapons ban in the 90s and the magazine ban and the waiting periods, and that didn't stop them one damn bit, Clinton. And they just kept trying to roll stuff through constantly.
More and more.
Matt Simon, the left doesn't seek common ground. They seek subjugation. 100%. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they they're not just saying for guns, right? Right, guys? That's for your free speech. That's for everything. Your free, your land rights and all that kind of stuff. They couldn't control. Care less.
Well, yep, they want control. As we've had Clay say many times, is like, you know, we let them, the government doesn't own anything, supposedly. But that's kind of been a lost concept, that reading the Constitution, the government doesn't actually own anything. Well, they act like they do, and they act like they own us. They act like they own our property. Well, they do, because, you know, I am making a house payment. I'm making my house payments and I'm making them on time. God help me if I have a heart attack or something happens, and it's all going to go away. Suddenly everything that I paid for is not going to matter anymore. Same thing with my rights. You know, we've had many people pay for the rights that we have today, and to let them go now is just ridiculous. This is, you know, that's a spit in the eye for all the people that have sacrificed the hundreds of years of our country to give us what we have now. I'm sorry.
All right, so no problem. So Rick, I gotta hit on this one here. We gotta get a little controversial with you real before we go. I know you don't got all night, and we're coming up on an hour here. How long do we got with you anyway? So I don't want to keep you overdue.
We got a few more minutes.
Okay. So, I mean, it's kind of split on people that I know are big Becker supporters here. You hired Dylan Mulvaney there to take a crack at, and I mean, I know what you were trying to do there. Like the liberals agreed with Julie on the green energy thing, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I wasn't a fan of it either. I would never hire a Democrat to. I mean, I think you could have done it yourself, it would have been better. But I mean, what made you think that getting there with Dylan was
hire is an interesting term, but so right. You know, there's this
app.
It's not like, you know, you make an employment agreement, but there's this app where these B-listers will say whatever you want them to say. So my campaign and I thought it would be funny to find someone far left and spoof them into saying something that they didn't understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
To troll Julie. It'd be like kind of a double whammy. So, you know, this Dylan Mulvaney's on there. I mean, how hilarious would that be if, and we didn't know, and it worked out even better than we thought. So Dylan, he said, she wants to go to DC to the DC zoo to work with the rhinos, having no clue that we were talking about Republicans in name only, whereas this the transgender was thinking we were talking about rhinoceroses. So we thought it was pretty good humored. You know, we paid Cameo, I think, $350, and yeah. I don't know how much they pass on to the person that is doing it, but a couple $100 for them, I don't think is furthering their agenda.
Right.
That little trick we did brought in thousands of dollars in donations from conservatives. It put me on the hit list for the transgender activists and the gender justice activists. So, I got several national TV hits. I mean, it was really good for the campaign. It was funnier than hell. I got so many comments saying that that was probably the funniest political thing that they had ever seen. So I frankly, I mean, aside from the fact that probably a couple hundred bucks went into Dylan's wallet, I mean, it's not going to make a difference.
No, it won't buy any makeup, that's for sure.
Well, I'll put it this way. If it's you going against Trigriv, it's not going to stop me from voting for you. I can tell you that.
I would hope not.
In fact, I'll probably be donating money to you against them. So, quite frankly, any Republican against any Democrat, I will basically. But that's me. But that was it. All right, Keith O'Donnell. He said that was a good troll. He liked it. Yep. Keith's a longtime listener. He's a veteran too. I believe he's in Iraq or Afghanistan. He got wounded over there pretty bad. But yeah, Keith's always on. Appreciate you, Keith. Lynette said, just like I don't get this. Just like BB, there was no I in the House or Senate. What's BB?
There's two things in BB that I can think of, and I think of BB Netanyahu, but I don't understand what Lynette's saying. But I don't know.
This might be
our questions at the end of the year where we ask ourselves, what does this mean?
But we should Rick, you got any, like I said, I don't want to keep you too long. You got any closing statements here you want to hit on? Anything you want to hit on the Second Amendment, gun rights, something like that?
So this is an important.
I'm not
race.
Trying to kick you off. If you want to stay longer, I'm all about that too.
Right. So this House race is really important. It's an opportunity for people to take a look at the candidates, find someone they like. I believe that I represent not only someone who is truly, truly conservative, but someone who's actually a fighter and is going to stand up, who actually cares about doing the right thing more than they care about some political job. I've shown that for 10 years. I've been a huge, as you mentioned at the outset of the show, Second Amendment supporter. Multiple bills, a couple of the big ones we mentioned, stopping the red flag law, of course, and then a lot of the smaller ones on the margins, but nevertheless, very, very important. But it's not just the Second Amendment. I mean, I've been fighting for the First Amendment with free speech on college campuses.
Which is needed.
Fourth and Fifth Amendment. So if you get pulled over and your property or your money is seized and then the courts forfeit, even though you're maybe not even charged with a crime, we were one of the two worst states. I brought in civil asset forfeiture reform. If you remember about Andrew Sadek, the college student down in Wahpeton, how these young people were being used as confidential informants. I got reform for that. So I'm focused on doing big, important things that preserve our liberties, that ensure that that our rights are secure.
Right.
And I want to do that out in Congress.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say he never did anything. Well, I mean, Clay sent me a list of all the bills, not only that you sponsored and co-sponsored. I mean, there's gobs of them here. I never thought that about you. I mean, you know, like I said, I have friends who are on the other side of you and friends that are on your, and I get it from both ends about it, but I never did believe. And, you know, I always thought, Rick's extreme. And I always like your answer. Like, what's extreme about your rights and our constitution?
Yeah.
I never got that. And everybody always said you're a no vote on everything, which you probably voted no on some things. I maybe wouldn't have, not very many, but I mean, you know, whatever. It's not,
right.
That's how it is, man. You know,
the folks that say that are just kind of repeating what they hear maybe on radio or something, because as you said, there is a long list of bills that I introduced and was prime sponsor on, and even a longer list I was co-sponsor on. And these aren't little bills. These are big, important bills. And yeah, I voted no a lot, and rightfully so. And this idea that I can't get things done, obviously not true, as we just said, that I can't work with people, I couldn't get these bills passed. I was able to work with a moderate leadership, which is what we'd have in DC. So mostly it's just people that are looking, you know, just being the Debbie Downers, looking for, you know, repeating stuff they don't understand, because
naysayers,
if they did understand, they would never say that I didn't get anything accomplished. It's the craziest thing. I mean, I should put on my website a list of all the bills for the five sessions that I was there.
Think about how many people have been to the halls of power and have never put bills in and never do anything. I mean, they may jump on with somebody here and there, but they rarely. I mean, we have too many of those. they're all about getting in front of the camera every day and that, but they never put in any bills or any bills of substance. And that's what you're talking about, right? There's more bills of substance, and that's what we need.
Right. Yep. Sometimes the legislators were keeping track of how many bills passed, and you know, they'd say, "Oh, I'm 18 for 20." Well, their bills were so inconsequential, which is fine. I mean, but it's not about that. Here's how I worked over the course of my time in the legislature. About half of the bills I introduced died in the House, and then the other half went to the Senate, and half of those died in the Senate. I got through about 25% of the bills I introduced.
Yeah.
And the ones that were real important, I introduced again the next session. And then those got, about half of those got passed. So, you know, you just keep plugging away, and it doesn't take too much time, and you get some really good stuff passed.
Yeah. Well, a quarter each time. I mean, that it works out. I mean, hey, I mean, like I said, I mean, there's a lot of guys and girls that are in the halls of power that, you know, that don't get anything done. So, hey, getting a quarter worth of your bills done, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's about, hey, just, I mean, if you're batting 250 in baseball, that ain't too bad, right? I mean, that's probably what I did in softball. That's so crappy I was at softball.
We finally figured it out. Lynette let us know what she was talking about. There's no basketball. Just like basketball, there's no eye in the house.
I mean, unless you're Luka Doncic, he's pretty much the eye.
And so sorry for my stupidity. The first thing I thought about was Bibi Netanyahu. I was like, apparently, I watch way too much C-SPAN.
Mike. That's good. Rick, can you answer this real quick? Somebody, Natural One, says, how about banning geoengineering or chemtrails? I don't know what geoengineering is. I know what chemtrails are. Do you know what that is?
I don't. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't have a good answer on this. People have been asking about it recently. I think it's important as an elected official. If you don't know, you just should say, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I have very little knowledge. I have zero knowledge, true knowledge on chemtrails. And I know a lot of allegations, but I don't have any factual scientific based knowledge.
So, yeah, I mean, hey, I appreciate, man. We're guns and the 7-1, but you did do like half the show with like not gun stuff, which I appreciate. I didn't mean to get that way, but I mean, you I love it that you did it and didn't give a damn. You just answered questions that come in on you. But Rick gets elected. There's no doubt. We don't have one worry about him defending not only just our Second Amendment rights, I believe, any of our civil rights. Like he just stated, I think the guy's got a stellar record on that. There's no doubt about it. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess we went over that about getting the flyers and crap like that. I don't believe any of that with you, Rick.
Yeah.
Like I said, I ain't saying I'm 100% voting for you. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm an Alex Balazs guy. I'm gonna, full disclosure, Alex is coming on with me Thursday night again on 701 Nation, but we're gonna talk some
good. Ask what his path to victory is, because
I promise you I will.
There isn't one. So right, your choice. The people that are possibly going to win is either going to be Julie Fedorchuk or me. Right. Period.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not. I'm not disputing that you're. I mean, look, man. Who's the gal there who's running against Trump? I mean, she even said she's going to vote for him now. So,
Nikki Haley.
Yeah, and you and Alex, I'm assuming, get along a hell of a lot better than Nikki and Trump did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if that happens, I will ask him that, Rick. I mean, I get along with Alex. I text with him now and then. I'll ask him that. On top of that, I'm going to talk about Peep Corn and Pat Hart. I'm going to talk about their Second Amendment, as I do have a little insight on Pat Hart for sure. And the NRA endorsements, I said they might be coming out Thursday. If that, we've seen Rick, he got an A. I think it should be an A+. I think somebody hit the wrong button or missed hitting the plus sign there on their keyboard. And I got an article I found, 11 flags. I mean, you might want to even tune in for this one, Rick. 11 flags that piss off the communists. And it said /Democrats. So, and I got a couple I think they missed. I'm going to have my own in there. And I got the celebrity zeros of the week. This one, I'm not going to tell you guys what it's about, but it's the Hodge twins and Tim Kennedy. And everybody's probably going, the Hodge twins? What the hell's wrong with them? I love the Hodge twins, but I saw this. Tim Kennedy's kind of pissed me off about something here the last – couple months. I will elaborate on that Thursday night. It's going to be 8 Central. That's when my live stream is going to be. So guys, tune in for that. I like to keep it about an hour, you know, like we're doing with Rick here. So, I mean, like I said, Rick, unless you got anything else for him, Deke, you got to ask him.
No, I've been listening to the whole show. And of course, when Clay's
appreciate you hopping in there. Yeah. Yeah.
As you can tell, I'm all dressed for it. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Wasn't looking at you. Look at me. We're talking about
it. I'm still working on my studio. I've been working on my studio. Yeah. Listening
Rick
to
and
the
I
show.
Were freaking killing it anyways, but it was. Yeah. All right, Rick. Hey, appreciate you coming on, man. I appreciate you having that microphone too. That's freaking awesome. I love it. Yeah. Everybody doesn't remember. It's almost been 2 years ago now that Clayton and I, the genesis for this, we filled in for Mayor Bakken. Remember, Rick, we had you on the show there on 1270, actually, and at one of our first live streams when we got it going, Dr. Becker came on there with us too. So appreciate you coming out with us for a third time. And
you bet.
You know, if you win or lose, you're welcome to come back on with us anytime you want to talk about anything you want, Rick, because we are guns and the 701. So remember
good,
that, you know, House Bill 701, that's your first one you're going to do when you
get first one. All right, thanks a lot for having me on, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Rick. Hang on there, Deke. Hang on, Deke. You can click out. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you.
You betcha.
Hey, Deke, thanks for jumping in.
That's no problem. I'm always here.
Clay said,
was working on my studio here. I've got a new arm for my mic, and I was working on different.
Awesome.
I got a big screen on my son installed the big screen up here, so I'm working on things. Now my keyboard went out. I was trying to type you some stuff. But I'm working on some new stuff. So
everybody who listened, appreciate you guys. I mean, I thought we got pretty much every question in there. Yeah. I think we got to, and I'm sure there's some we missed that are, you know, well, you know, people said me and Clay softballed it with Alex, and we did it with Kelly Armstrong, and you know, it's.
I don't think so. Look, you ask the questions direct. We stay on topic for the most part. And guns in the 701. We're talking about the Second Amendment. That's what we are. We are a Second Amendment podcast. We might go on a few other things because, you know, we have a lot of people want to know what people have to say. I think the answers that Rick gave you were really good. I think that
straightforward, man. He didn't.
Cameo thing. I actually understand that now. I mean, it makes total sense. I've used Cameo before. I've used, you know, Fiverr and other programs like that where you can buy for a very low amount, different things you need. And you know what? It may come from some sketchy people sometimes, but hey, when you put your low ball out there, you're going to get some sketch.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It makes more sense about how funny it was and how, what a bit of a.
See, Dave, you should have texted me that or put that up. You see, we forgot to ask Rick his bullet of choice. I did. I had a bunch of other hunting questions, but I don't know. Thing is, I always feel like I start nerding out on gun shit too much or hunting stuff, and then people are like, God, he's getting too in-depth about his freaking shooting and hunting crap. So
guns and the 701.
Yeah. Well, you know what I always say, like you were saying, Deacons, I always tell people, you know, there's every other talk show or live stream or podcast in North Dakota pretty much asks Rick about every other political thing. I mean, the Second Amendment's, you know, they get a little blip on him and then they go on to something else. But the guy's a Second Amendment freaking stud, man. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So, and yeah,
I agree.
But yeah, so everybody too. Yeah, I wish Clay wouldn't have got zipped out, but that's what he had that Elon Musk Starlink stuff going on down there. So Elon let him down.
Well, he probably thought he was in Ukraine or something like that. He looked at the map wrong and took Clay out. So that's fine.
So before we forget, Deke, what do you guys got coming up tomorrow night? Because tomorrow's Wednesday already. Guns in the
we got a couple of things coming up. Where me and Clay are finalizing a few things right now, and of course we're going to have a really good. Badass of the week, Daniel Inouye. Though he was a Democratic senator, he was a badass for most of his years, and we're going to go over that. And I posted a few things online. I actually posted the Inouye thing online by accident, so it's out there. But we're going to play it for you, of course, first on the show.
So he's a Hawaiian guy or what?
Yeah. He is Japanese. He's called a Nisi. He is a second generation Japanese American. So when the Pearl Harbor broke out, Nisei and Sensei, or Sisei, were third and second generation were all locked up in the internment camps. Or if you weren't locked up, you weren't allowed to join the military until FDR created the 442nd Battalion, which was made up of Americans of Japanese descent, second and third generation. So he went and fought in Italy and then in a few other places, and took the damage as well. And so it's a huge story. So it's going to be fun to watch tomorrow. And we've got that. We've also got some other things we're going to take care of. We're looking at a few stories, trying to follow up on some things. There's one that I wanted to send to Clay talking about this guy in Indiana that was, he was stopped for a traffic stop. Whatever the reason was, we don't know. Mm-hmm. In the back seat was a duffel bag, and that duffel bag had a padlock on it. Well, the officers told the gentleman, "What's in the bag?" And he says, "If you want to know, you got to get a warrant." So they took the bag and sent him on his way. Took the bag back to the police station, opened it up, found out that it had homemade bombs in it and weapons. That's the thing. But the problem I have with this is that any second year law student should be able to get him out of that, because one, didn't have probable cause, didn't have a warrant. He told them no, and yet they took it anyway. Yeah, and then right they there. Let him go.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to go over a few things like that. It's kind of interesting that, you know, whether the guy is a homegrown terrorist or not, there's still, you know, he is an American, and therefore there are some laws that protect him and that protect all of us, so that we don't have police pulling over somebody for no reason, or because, like we've talked in the past, having an NRA sticker on the back of your car might be the
domestic terrorist.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we'll have a few things to talk about. And Clay's got a couple of good stories as well. Me, I'm still working on the studio here. I got some new stuff and playing around with it.
Looking good, man. So
I'm trying to figure out where to put the mic.
I think he had it right there the first time. People are still dialed in here with us from when Rick was on. If you never heard Deacon's Badass, it's freaking awesome. It usually goes, from anywhere from 8 to maybe 15, 20 minutes. And
usually 8 to 15, and I've had a couple that went.
These guys got some amazing stories of doing battle and getting wounded and coming back. I mean, heavy perseverance and just, like, it's badass. Definitely, you know, putting foot to ass for America. And it's freaking crazy. These people are some amazing humans. I said before, when I listen to this, I feel like anything I've done in life is diddly poo compared to what these guys do. So yeah, and I mean the show.
And when I mix those together, I mix them together for our audio fans, because we've got on iHeart.
Yeah, you got nice little pictures that float in there, and you got
on
nice
iHeart and feature. On the Apple Play. On Apple Play, they basically is just the sound, so you get to see that. But when you watch the actual videos, I throw a little bit of humor in there. You know,
it's awesome, man. It's
like
awesome.
I did.
Seen it. You go back and watch. You can go watch the old ones. We got them posted too, so on all our websites and social media pages.
I know. I got to see. They're telling me. As Lynette said, you're looking up at us instead of.
Okay. I feel like I'm looking down at mine, because I'm always looking at you guys on the screen instead of just.
I might just duct tape.
Oh, there.
Right
there,
the
like
there
that.
We go. That
I
works
like
out.
That.
But
I
gotta
like
figure
it better
that
right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure
so
that
yeah,
out.
So yeah, like so. I asked Clay. You know, I got you guys that from one of our sponsors there, Bloodline Kinetics. He's got the one free barrel threading job to include thread protector, one thread adapter for specific caliber and barrel diameter.
Yeah.
You guys got one. I got one. I don't know if you guys plan on Clay sounding like you guys maybe weren't going to give that away.
We're waiting to see what we're going to do right now.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm going to do it on Thursday either. I'll let everybody know. You got to check back on our social media stuff. I'm just, you know, that's my hook on you.
It's not like we're not all on social media all day long. Come on.
Right. I mean, come on, guys. You might as well lock in on Guns and whatever you're on, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, or our website. I mean, our website definitely needs Twitch. Yeah, Twitch. And I don't know if it's $100 to $150 value, like I said, depending on it. And then I'm going to repeat what I'm doing Thursday night, 701 Nation, 8 p.m. Central. I'm having Alex Balaz on, another candidate for U.S. House. We've had Alex on before, super awesome guy. He's going to be on for the first 30. And then, like I said, I'm going to talk about some Second Amendment stuff with Pete Corn and Pat Hart, mm-hmm. right? And the Democrats, and then the NRA endorsements if they come out. And like I said, the flags that tweaked the leftists slash the commie slash the Democrats. And I got a couple. They did definitely miss on a couple. 100% they did, and I will definitely do that. And yeah. Of course, the celebrity zeros, which are going to be Tim Kennedy and the Hodge twins. Right. Hopefully, they don't come and find me because any of those three guys could beat the living shit out of me if they wanted to. Yeah, I don't know if they can outshoot me, but they, you know, no, one was a Ranger and the other two are Marines, and you know, but
we missed you at the 2A days.
Well, like I said, I went up to the farm, and turns out some my dad's buddy Lyle stopped by and helped him pound the post in. And my dad strung the wire up, tore his freaking bicep. I think he's going to the doctor tomorrow. We'll find that out, but.
See, I should have sent my son up there. He would have.
Yeah, I was all ready to do it. And then it rained Sunday, so I come home early, and my buddy helped me put the pontoon in, and it was pretty good. So what do you guys got Friday? You got Mitchell in the morning at 8:40 a.m. Central.
Yeah, we're waiting to see. There's some things developing, and of course, you know, we're getting through. We're pretty much done with a lot of the political seasons with all the bills going through. So and that's coming winding down, and that's a good thing, actually, because been a bad year for all the different things that people in every state have tried to put through. We're let that come to an end for a little while so we can regroup on that, because
I know you sent me some emails. I was reading some of that stuff. I'm like, yeah. God, they never quit. You know, we kind of hit on that with Rick a little too there. Right.
And that's why we got to never quit too. We continually keep
that's
this
why we're doing this. I mean,
you know, one of the things I've been wanting to do down the road is that we've got our messenger with the gunsinthe701.com. We've got our website. I think that we need to put some sort of scrolling thing on our actually gunsinthe701.com that we can add to that will go to our social media accounts.
I agree.
When we have these news stories that we start sending. That way, just like when we send the show out to all the different platforms, it'll go out to all the different platforms as well. So we need to kind of get better on our news of it. And we were talking about that with Becker as well. Got to have a clear message, got to be informed, and got to be able to get that stuff out there.
Yeah.
And stuff from 3 days ago sometimes is kind of outdated. So really it's kind of a day by day thing. And when I joke about watching C-SPAN and all the other stations, you know, I do. I watch it all day long because I'm at work, but you know, I got what's going on, because there's so much going on around this
So
country.
It's Second Amendment Day. What was the funnest thing that was shot there, you think? What was a highlight?
Oh, well, one of the great things is I can't remember if it was David Fettig or who it was that had the, it might have been Chris that had the Tannerite with the red, white, and blue powder.
Love it. Yeah, the chalk line powder.
Yeah, we'll have that video up soon, too. And I got awesome. Clay to play around with a new toy I had that allows us to set up cameras or set up our phones on tripods, but you've got a little remote in your hand so you can back away. So we did a lot of 50 cal shooting. And by the way, the 1 mile range, I think David did get one. I'm thinking Chris might have, you know, got a hit on that. I don't think I was close.
No. Well, you said you're kind of an iron sight guy anyways. And
That's just, you know, I've got to be honest with you. So
when you guys busted out the test, your percentage of hitting that offhand at 200, 250 and in?
It's pretty bad on a lot of that shooting. I'll tell you one thing.
Hey, Gene.
One thing that was funny about that was that at one point, David Fettig asked me a question about, you know, how I zero in my sights and stuff. And I was lost on what he was talking about because he's a gun guru. He knows all this stuff, right? And I mean, and so I was just lost. I mean, I didn't understand what he said, really. And so I was just like, uh-huh. And sure, I don't know. Maybe. I'm definitely the noob. I was the noob when I was there. So, yeah, I was definitely that. But, you know, it was fun. It was a good learning experience. Man, I tell you what, we learned a lot about different weapons. We tried a lot of old, a lot of new. We had M1 Garands out there. We had the 50 cals. A lot of the 22s we were shooting, of course. So talking about one of those we were just talking about that with Becker is those the 22. Triggers. The triggers.
The binaries?
Yeah, the binaries. Oh, those were awesome.
Yeah, those things.
Oh, just on a little charger and everything like that. It was just
right. If you shoot that and you don't smile and have fun, there's something wrong with you, I think.
Oh, you'll see the videos. I was just like, oh, this is so awesome.
Man, I've actually had my buddies even doing just like mag dumps. My buddies would bring out their girlfriends who I knew were Democrats, and they'd even turn around smiling. I'm like, yeah, you can't help it, can you?
Can't help it. Oh, and I definitely enjoyed recording. Axe shooting the was it Axe? Yeah, I think it was Axe shooting his M1 Garand, because I definitely had to get up close to get the sound of the last shell
ping.
Going out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start adding that to some stuff.
When the actual clip came up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, an actual clip.
Yeah. So Dave Fettig, he said they did the mile with a $550 Savage, 155 grain bullet. I'm guessing Sierra Match King there, 110 MOA. I don't understand MOA, but that's a big number, so he must really had to crank on the.
Yeah, but he was definitely dialing it in on that one. That was pretty good. Plus, I'll tell you what, I was enjoying watching this boy shoot as well, because he's a dedicated little hunter, and of course he does the single shot, easily loading each one, which is
Savage tactic.
Best way to teach your kids right off the bat is that single, you know, shot load, take your time, load the shell, you know, aim, look, and everything, and get it all ready and fire, and open the breech and go and do it all slow. You learn that slow at the beginning, and of course you'd be a lot better off as
so
a shooter.
Good story about that real quick. I took my daughter out, my buddy and his son came with, and my nephew. We had the single shot Rascal with the scope, and we had the semi-automatic 10/22 with the suppressor, and then I had the AR-15 with the suppressor, and 2 out of 3 their favorite was a single shot Rascal.
Yeah,
which I got to admit, that is a fun little gun, because it's right on the money, and they are fun.
Well, we also shot my 8mm Mauser. It's like 83 years old and stuff like that. And awesome. So it was kind of, but after all that work getting some of the shells, I still got some shells left.
Weapon of war, right?
Yeah. But we took the time. Everybody was agreed with me pretty much that for just a big old hunk of wood, it's amazing that it's such a nice shooter. So it's one of those ones. I'd love to get a scope on that thing, on those old ones, but it's not always easy. But
man,
shooting's
fun no matter what you do.
No matter what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an AR guy, and I got, but yeah, I mean, just even I admit shooting that single shot cricket. It's a Rascal, not a cricket.
Rascal now.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be a cricket. There you go. There's a cricket creaking in your door there. Let's see. Yeah, those are awesome.
What are you doing? I bought some lights. Okay, I'll come out in a minute.
He wants some ammo, man.
Oh, yeah, well, he's got all. He knows where it all is.
All right, I tell you what, Deke, we're coming up. I'm gonna hang on at the end of the show. We'll end it up here. But
sure,
yeah, like I said, tomorrow night, watch Deke and Clay are going to be guns in the 701. You guys are still going 7 Central tomorrow yet?
Yeah, and we're not until June. Is it
first?
That'll be the fifth.
Day before D-Day.
Yeah. So that'll be the fifth when we'll go to your time. We'll be going 8 o'clock Central, right? So,
okay, yeah. Yep. And then Thursday, like I said, I'll be on at 8 Central, 8 p.m. Central, 7-0 Nation, and you guys will be on at 8:40 a.m. Central and Mitchell in the Morning Friday.
Yep.
Gene says MOA equals 1 inch at 100. Multiply both sides, 1 MC, man. You're mathing me out. Dave, I need to sit down with you and Gene. You guys need to Barney this MOA shit down for me, because I started getting frustrated. Math was one of my worst subjects in high school. So, I mean, if you guys can Barney this down for me, I'm more than happy to. Chris, what do you say? Chris Torshe, right off passage of 460, man, and the Magnum Research BFR. Okay.
Pike. Let me see. Chris Torshe, right off passage.
Oh, your guy from Minnesota that came
up. There we go. There's good. Yeah. 460 man in the Magnum Research BFR. So, yeah, it was, yeah. Hey, Chris.
BFR is like big effing rifle. Is that what
it
is?
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is.
Increments of 10. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Gene, tell you what, let's get together and you can school me up on the MOA thing. I'm better at watching somebody do it than reading it and having it done. But anyway, all right, guys, we got you going. Thanks, everybody who tuned in for Dr. Rick Becker. Thanks again, Dr. Becker, coming on, U.S. House candidate. And it was Rick's, like I said, the Second Amendment stud. He's a stud on a lot of issues. I agree with him on a lot of things. So, you know, if he doesn't get it, I mean, I'm going to vote for whoever the Republican is. I'll promise you that. I promise you that. I'm actually a big Alex guy right now, but you know, like I am gonna ask him that question Rick said on Thursday. So Alex, if you get wind of this, I'm gonna ask you that. Other than we're gonna talk a lot of gun stuff, but I'm gonna ask you, what is your path to victory? So I'm going to hit with that. I promise Rick I would. And if I forget and you guys are watching, put it in the comments because I do forget some things, believe it or not. So,
and if he does, put the 701 bill as his first bill up there like that,
then
I want him to put this as a page on his shirt.
There you go. I like that too, actually. Oh, man, you know how many liberals that'll tweak?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, look at this dumb redneck, and he's got a fur on, and I did actually shoot that coyote. It was deer season when I shot the biggest whitetail of my life. I shot that very coyote about 15 minutes before I shot the biggest.
Look at that smile. That is natural.
I'm having fun, man. I love it. It's fun, man. I love doing this, getting the message out to you guys, and couldn't appreciate our sponsors more. In fact, I got to say one more thing because I'm not going to run this other commercials. I'm just going to do it. Lauer Auto Repair, get down there. You guys got any problems with your vehicles, you got oil changes, any problems, get down, see Doug and the guys, 309 South Washington Street. We're actually going to get one of the mobile signs put up there, do a little advertising.
Yeah.
And Bloodline Kinetics, we got our boy Jake at Bloodline Kinetics building our ARs. He does the barrel threading. Like I said, we're giving one of those away. I'm giving one away. Deke and Clay are giving one away.
Mm-hmm.
And he does the lasering. He pretty much does ream your chamber out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mandan Sporting Goods, which we're not doing. I'll tell you right now, Deke, and I talked to Brandon today. Doing a grand opening this Saturday.
He
said he will be open. Right. I like that soft opening. Yes. He's going to do this. He's going to have all his stuff there, but he's just not ready to do the grand opening. The new address for Mandan Sporting Goods, 206 4th Avenue Northwest, which is two blocks north of Runnings and Mandan off of Main Street. So go two blocks north of there.
Yep.
And Brent's a big white building. Brandon will be there, and this Saturday they'll be open. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be the week after, the one after that, but we are going to do a live for his grand opening. And then, of course, Double H Guns here in Bismarck, South Washington Street. Get down there, talk to Daryl and the boys, and they'll hook you up with whatever you need, guns, ammo. You know, Brandon's got the suppressors over there in Mandan, but Daryl's got what you need over here. So appreciate you guys watching. Appreciate you guys supporting our sponsors, and we love our sponsors. Yep. We're always looking for more, right, Deke?
That's right. And we are.
Guys.
Studio, it takes a little money to make the studio go.
Yeah, for sure. And the computer and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, all right, Deacons, hang on. I want to chat with you a bit after the show. So,
got it.
And again, what do we do? What do we like to say in this, Deke?
Oh, keep your powder dry. Or is that what you say? No.
Yeah, that's what we say. I just saw a comment. Alex is not a Fed, but that's.